Turner was born in 1775 and he died in 1851. And he was working as an artist from quite young, from his teenage years, the age of about 14, as a student at the Royal Academy Schools. And he was something of a prodigy, very ambitious, also very super talented. And so he became an associate and then a full member, Royal Academician, very early on in life. And his career really stretches right through until the late 1840s. And it coincides with an incredibly varied and dynamic and in some ways perhaps overdramatic period in British history. You have the Napoleonic Wars, you have the Industrial Revolution and its consequences, huge social change. And then latterly, of course, the move into the Victorian period of full industrialization, great explosion in national wealth, but also huge social divisions. And all of that's reflected in Turner's work. We think of Turner as a landscape painter, but he was a painter of many different kinds of subjects which he put into his landscapes. His pictures are usually related to their own time in some way. They tell stories about it. They depict a huge range of subjects and types of people, industry, activity, war, social life. And what makes him so exciting is the sheer range of his work.